Welcome to the Anatomy at the Art of Healing. You're listening to Dr. Rajeshwari Rapata, and today we are going to learn about the nervous system. Your peripheral nervous system is like a system of wires that travel around your body. So these wires which we are going to study are nerves. So learning about these nerves, the two parts of the peripheral nervous system, the somatic nervous system, the autonomic nervous system, the central nervous system, all these we are going to study. When we study the nervous system, altogether it is a single system, but it is divided into two sections, the central nervous system or the CNS, which is the brain and the spinal cord. And the peripheral nervous system or PNS, it includes everything which is outside the brain and the spinal cord. The brain and the spinal cord combine the information that they receive with other kinds of information and compare it to the information from the past experiences and then make decisions about how to respond. So once that the decision is made, the output side of the nervous system gets activated, then it carries the instructions from the brain and the spinal cord. This output side is the motor or the efferent system that carries the information to all the three types of muscle, that is the smooth muscle, the skeletal muscle, and the cardiac muscle. And also the body's glands, which elicits a response because of the neurons situated inside it. The motor system, it is again divided into two branches, the somatic, which controls the skeletal muscle and the voluntary movements, whereas the autonomic system, which controls the smooth and the cardiac muscle, which is involuntary. So the autonomic branch is involuntary and it is not under the conscious control of a body and is further divided into sympathetic and parasympathetic nerves. The sympathetic branch is known as the fight or flight response system, whereas the parasympathetic branch is known as the rest and digest response system. There are certain specialized cells in the nervous system, and these are called as the neurons, which make the nervous system function. The neurons, these are excitable cells, and they change their electrical charges and transmit information or the muscular contractions. There are the neurons, which are rather bizarre looking cells. It has many branches and then it has something which looks like a tail. Each part of the neuron, it has its specific function. The dendrites, they receive the information from the environment or the other cells. Then the axon, it generates and sends the signals to other cells. These signals travel down the axon until it reaches the axon terminal, which then connects to a receiving cell. This junction between the receiving cell and the axon terminal is called as synapse. The synapses. The neurons are classified by how their structure and function accordingly. The nervous system works by generating an electrical current. Each time a charged particle flows across the cell membrane in enough amounts, an electrical current is produced. And these electrical currents are generated by substances called as electrolytes. There are positively charged electrolytes, which are called as cations, and negatively charged electrolytes, which are called as anions. Examples of cations include potassium and sodium. And an example of anion is chlorides. The speed of impulse conduction, it is determined by two characteristics. There is the presence of myelin and the diameter of the axon. Myelin is an insulator, and thus it makes the nerve impulse go faster. When an impulse arrives at the end of an axon terminal, the neurotransmitters, they carry the impulse to the next axon. Now the spinal cord, it runs from the foramen magna of the skull to the second lumbar vertebra. There it is divided into 31 segments, and each of them with a pair of spinal nerves. The spinal cord is divided in half by a ventral median fissure. Fissure is something like a groove, and then a dorsal median sulcus. The interior of the spinal cord is further divided into series of sections of white matter columns and the gray matter horns. The dorsal horn is involved in the sensory functions, whereas the ventral horn is involved in the motor functions. Then the lateral horn is involved in the autonomic functions. So that's how the nervous system is classified as such. In the next section, we are going to study about further about the nervous system and its components and its functions and the clinical anatomy.